More now on that deal struck in Scotland between the European Union and the United States over import taxes. Tariffs of 15% on EU exports to the US have been agreed. We're joined in studio now by the CEO of the employers group, IBEC, Danny McCoy. Danny McCoy, you're very welcome. Your initial thoughts on this, because a lot of it is still very unclear, unless you have any more information you can share with us.
Yeah, look, it's a general scheme of the tariffs at 15%. So the good news, if there is good news in this, is the uncertainty may be dissipating. And that's going to be really important for people in business to make decisions. But let's be clear on this, you know, because, you know, days go by and we kind of forget. This is fairly punishing by the United States on Europe. Europe has capitulated on this for good reasons, perhaps. But, you know, one of the things we should be aware of is that Europe is a really strong economic zone, as strong as the United States if we act collectively. But we have a weakness, and that weakness is we can't defend the European Union. And I suppose that what you see there as part of the deal as well is there's going to be purchases of military equipment. So it's quite tragic that we're in this situation. But Europe was weakened going into yesterday. So 15% is very substantial.
How could they have stood up to Donald Trump, though, who was threatening 30% if there was no agreement?
Well, just going to my point, if Europe had equal strength, Europe economically is a powerhouse that could have actually confronted the United States. We've decided as Europeans that we want to bring certainty for, you know, 6 months now going on for Europeans and for businesses. But let's be clear again. US businesses are now favoured coming into Europe without tariffs, and our European businesses are facing 15%. In time, this will lead to lots of changes in terms of businesses having to look to different markets than the United States or suffer significant losses trading with the United States. So, you know, at one level, this is a bad deal for Europe. It's a good deal in the sense that it removes the uncertainty, if that is the case. And it's very difficult to know with Donald Trump. But the primary reason we've got to acknowledge this is that Europe is weakened in its own security, defence and resilience. And we need not to be in that situation ever again. So unfortunately, the next decade, we're going to see a very substantial increase in Europe, and for business as well, in terms of defence, security and resilience.
Will there be sufficient trade deals done elsewhere to offset a 15% tariff with our biggest trading partner?
Well, this gets more difficult because we did have with globalization a World Trade Organization where we had rules for everybody. And there's the notion if you make a deal with one area, it's the most favored nation agreement. These are all breaking down now. And, you know, one of the things in the short term is we've got a US-UK deal at 10%. So even that, in the context of the two islands, really brings a differential there, which exposed in things like whiskies, you know, Scotch whiskey versus Irish whiskey.
One island north of the border will have 10%.
Exactly, in Northern Ireland being in the customs union in the UK. So a lot more to come on this. But, you know, it one level, short term, uncertainty removed. Long term, this is really bad. Europe has actually capitulated to the United States on this one.
In terms of specifics, we don't know an awful lot yet. I'm looking at Kerrygold, say, for example, a premium butter product in the United States already has a tariff of 16%, as Martin Hayden, the agriculture minister, told us here last month. This 15%, does that replace that 16%? It's not added to it, is it?
That's right. It's an all-inclusive is what we know at this point, but that could change. That's my point. But right now, it's, you know, this morning, it's good if we can get the certainty on the 15%. People can make plans around it. Tariffs in the short term, hard to move around. There's about 73 billion worth of goods trade between Ireland and the United States. If Irish exporters were to absorb all of that, which is unlikely, they will pass some of this on in terms of prices. You're looking in the order of about 11 billion euros of a transfer of tax effectively from us to the United States. In addition to the purchases of energy, military equipment and so on. So this is not a great day for European trade.
Can you believe that for the pharmaceutical sector, which has really been in Trump's vision for many, many, many months, if not years now, and from his perspective, he wants those companies that are here back in the United States. Can you really believe that a 15% ceiling will apply to that pharmaceutical sector?
Well, again, this is one of the things that details will come, but the United States and President Trump appears to be still talking about this section 232, which really means national security.
That's so a separate investigation that they're carrying out under national security.
Exactly. Rules. And if they deem that this is critical for them, that the pharmaceutical products are actually made in the United States, then that could be invoked. And that's quite differential to these 15% tariffs. So we're not sure on that front. Tariffs are a bad way to actually achieve that, though. If you really want things back in your economy, then you can do non-tariff barriers and insist that it's domestic biased. Unfortunately, the world is starting to move to that kind of nationalization, which will be to the detriment of everybody. But it should also be expressed. Look, if we leave it at this, that European businesses will definitely be impacted by 15%. European consumers in the short term won't be having these retaliatory measures that we're putting taxes, tariffs on US goods. So our prices in Europe are unlikely to rise. The United States are going to find that some of those tariffs will be paid by US consumers. And in time, we'll start to see.
I'm just wondering about that, because up until now, at least, there doesn't seem to have been much of any impact on inflation of tariffs. The consumer prices in the US last month rose by just 0.2% compared to May. So it seems at the moment US firms are maybe paying for this by accepting lower profits. But are companies here also sharing in that load by not putting up their prices on exports?
I think there's two factors going on there. There's a lot of front loading of exports, and so there'll be lots of stocks that were built
up. To get in ahead of.
That'll wind its way out. And clearly, I think, not knowing about changing your price points and trying to disturb your supply chains, when you have certainty, if there is certainty on 15%, you'll start to see a lot more decisions made in terms of passing through the costs, I would suggest. And I think the US will start to see their inflation go up significantly.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. CEO of IBEC, Danny McCoy. We'll talk to the Enterprise Minister, Peter Burke, on the programme after 8 o'clock. It's 8:09. We'll take a break.